Hello and welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura and today I'm joined by a very special guest. Do you want to say your name or no. Do you want to be anonymous?
I shall remain nameless.
Okay, fine. And Rumi. Rumi is my cat who is not really my cat. I borrow him for content. And then I give him back when I'm done. Right, Rumi? Say meow meow. Today, what if I mess up and say your name?
Then don't. Just don't.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just. Mm. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about, we already decided this. We're just updating you guys. On TikTok and just like, basically, I know her and she doesn't necessarily, she's not a TikTok consumer. What do you even do on TikTok? Do you have the app?
Yeah, I do have the app. Yeah,
when did you get it?
End of last year or something, I don't know.
Oh, so it's just me. You told that you got the app because I convinced you to.
Yeah,
anyway, everything that happens in the darkness will come to light.
I don't know, I got it recently.
No, you're lying again.
I got it recently.
Who are you lying to between me and my audience?
Your audience.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
And it ties in completely with what we're talking about.
We're talking about?
TikTok.
Yeah. I was telling you how I feel like TikTok has made my friendships significantly better. Genuinely, I feel like our sense of humor as a friendship collective. Like, all of my friends, basically, who are TikTok addicts. Like, Laura never used to be a TikTok addict. Now she kind of is. I mean, we have, like, a couple. Oh, wait. She kills our streaks all the time. But I feel like she knows what's up, you know? Like, she knows stories that happen on TikTok and stuff. And I feel like it's made our friendship so much better. Like, usually when she and I have sleepover, because we sleep around the same time, like 7 p.m.
That's some crazy wordage right there.
When what
you
did
sleep
I say?
Around dot dot dot.
I said
the same time.
Well, we sleep around the same time.
Yeah.
At like 7 p.m. 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then we wake up at like 3 a.m. 2 a.m. Sometimes I'll wake up because sometimes you know this.
Yeah, I know.
I do wake up to get Maji in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But now with her, I just like get up, then we like light one up and have a good time and laugh at each other's TikToks. Like
what you're sending each other.
Yeah. Or even just hang out and watch each other's TikToks. Like you give me your phone and I'll give you mine.
Then you sit with my TikTok and I sit with yours.
Yeah. And or like just how you compliment each other and how you have like phrases in your friendships, you know.
Okay.
Like inside jokes and stuff, but they're not so inside these days because
everyone
has the same inside joke.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like we all have the same inside joke.
Why would we all need to have the same inside joke?
That we didn't kills think the purpose. We needed to. We didn't think we needed to have it, but then now we suddenly do and we really like it.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's a generational thing because I'm looking at a brick, an electronic brick, and like hee hee ha haing after like 2 seconds. I don't know. It just seems like such a long way to get entertainment. It's like the longest way to get entertainment. But then again, for me, TV.
Do you think it's an age thing?
Definitely is an age thing.
So you're calling me childish?
Or I'm calling myself old.
Okay, but like...
Oh, we'll go for that one. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, me being perceived as old is better
than
you being perceived as childish.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Because like old is inevitable, you know. But being childish, you can be old and childish, you know.
Oh, it's like... true.
I also feel like... TikTok, I said this like a couple years back. It's become my visual search engine. And you're like, Google is a visual search engine.
Yeah, every okay. search engine is a has a visual search option.
It's not the same. I feel like TikTok is, say I search up the meaning of a word right now on TikTok, a lady or a guy or someone will just come up and...
What, give you the etymology of it?
Like a friend. You know, it's like asking your friend who knows everything stuff.
But why does your dictionary need to be your friend?
Baby.
Or your atlas?
Because that's just how it is these days, man. Get with the times.
Get with the times.
Okay. So, the thing is, with TikTok being a visual search engine, it takes you specifically to that thing. It's like, and then it gives you all the lore about that thing, you know? If you Google, unless you're specifically Googling things that have to do with that thing.
You want the tangential, like, results as well.
Yeah. Hoget? Umediglo?
That is... I mean, like, okay, so... You want your dictionary to be friendly. That is already problematic. It's like... What is this?
No, that's not what I want.
You guys don't... You guys... No, your it's generation more of doesn't like, have real friends.
Honey, listen. It's more of like if my friend suddenly knew everything. Not as if I want my dictionary to be my friend. No. It's just my friend suddenly woke up and now he knows everything. You get what I mean?
It sounds like you watch The Matrix on mute. And now you're just like, Neo, that's for sure. Like, that's, you know, like, it's... Not everything needs to be amalgamated into one thing. Friendship, entertainment,
mm-hmm.
All that doesn't all need to be one, like, one package.
It doesn't?
No.
I feel like it accidentally became like that, and I love it. I'm not mad. Like, TikTok... It's so such a beautiful app. I've learned so many things. And also, like, just, I don't know, growing up, we're just told so much stuff about what life should be like, especially in marriage and girls marrying men and stuff. And then you come out here and you hear, yeah. like, marriage ubamba madwanzi, and that's, like...
Said by someone who doesn't know what marriage looks like.
Okay, yeah, but I can see from the outside in, and I can tell you for a fact that's not how it should be looking like. And with the frequency of at which it's happening.
You ever wondered why clubs don't have windows?
Clubs don't have windows?
Yeah, like the people outside can't see what's going on inside.
The people who are outside can't see what's going on inside?
Yeah.
Oh my God, now you have me looking at, like, visually searching for...
A club that has a window that, where you guys, you're like, you're on the dance floor and you can see people at, like, that level.
Z, and don't say at you because everyone in the club is insane. And
No, I'm just saying it clues you in on the qualitative nature of the experience. It's a members club.
Mm-hmm.
You on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't know what happens in the inside. The only way you happen on the, like, to know what's happening on the inside is if you get into the club.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, this idea that, like, you can read and understand something just based off of, like, an outside perspective, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to something that is... extremely experiential and also extremely individual. Like, there's no two marriages that are the same. So ka weni fala before the marriage ukabambwa, two things can happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the marriage and the falaness coming together, that's just coincidence. It doesn't mean that is the rule for everything.
It really isn't. But then you actually realize that all these marriages are just flawed, and everything you see, like,
all that most, is such an absolute word.
Most, hun, listen, most, like, give me an example of a happy marriage that you know, that my is parents, very close to you.
My parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think everyone's parents.
For and them, literally, till death do they part.
Literally, but, like, what other marriage? don't say your auntie. No, give me like a marriage that's of someone
that I know of. It's not that I like, it's not like
you're not in the marriage, so obviously you can't say definitively that this is what this is.
I also don't experience what their marriage looks firsthand, like on a primary level. I'm just looking in, say, through social media.
Yeah, and being around them in real life. No.
Okay. Okay, let's see. My one of my friends is married, and I think his marriage is and was, because they got married, they've been married.
I thought it was
they broke up. No.
Yeah, I thought they broke up.
Truly didn't get to them. TikTok, whichever one of these apps.
But honey, if 50% of marriages end in divorce,
where is that statistic from?
Everyone says it. Is it not?
Everyone says it. That is the dumbest thing. So 50% of marriages worldwide?
Probably. I don't know.
That's not true. That can't be true. And also you need to localize in order, like, it's just one of these things. You know, it's one of those things where you can
50%
of what?
Around where? In the US.
In the US. The US is a dumpster fire of a country. What are you talking about?
But honey, when I think about also the people around me who've gotten married, yeah? And who are in marriages and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not rosy. It's like...
It never was supposed to be.
Okay, but like, it should be. What's the point?
Who said that it should be?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Now you see? That's why you should have started. Like, okay, so this marriage thing is really not rosy. Every day is not Christmas.
But actually, I don't know.
Rarely is it ever Christmas.
I don't know. I'm not married. But there's nothing easy in life. Like, there's nothing... Let alone anything that is tied to some sort of relationship, intimacy, finance, life-giving things. Like, you're not telling me that there's, like... Say, for example, I'll give a queer example because, you know... You can imagine, if marriage in of itself is hard, right? You can imagine when two women sync up, when two periods sync up. How crazy is that household for... A week. If you can survive that household 1 week out of the month, right? Isn't it true that then, like, you wouldn't be able to survive this person, or you would be able to survive this person for the rest of your life? If I don't even like my siblings, you're telling me that I'm gonna, like, some random person that I met out there in the wild is gonna be the person that I'm like, this is gonna be easy. We're gonna be together for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
What on God's green earth do you think would make that easy?
Oh. I thought it was easy. I don't know about you.
How?
It's fine. You don't think it's easy.
And I don't think it's easy. I don't think marriage is easy. I don't think anything is easy. I think because it's a relationship, and a relationship is work. So you're not going to... Yeah, you're not going to get by like just... vibes and inshallah. There's actual hard work that goes into it. Yeah.
What kind of hard work? And what are they like? Okay, but then if your marriage is not meant to work out, then it just won't work out, you know, I guess. But also, I feel like our parents' relationships lasted so long because they didn't have TikTok.
They lasted that long because they didn't have TikTok.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Do you know every 10 scrolls, there's a woman on TikTok warning me against how my life will literally go to trash, to the bin, if I make the mistake of getting pregnant, ever. Ever.
Why? Because she got pregnant?
No, because so many people get pregnant and that's like, that's the kind of life that they live. Like,
yo, really bad, miserable life. Only women who've had rough pregnancies or made a bad decision that led to pregnancy... or something bad happened that led to pregnancy, should be talking about...
Why?
Because you don't know.
I don't know, but I can see. Like, what do you mean? You can't tell if your sister gets into a bad marriage?
You can't.
You can't tell if your sister... if your sister's lives, like your cousins, your relatives...
Yeah.
Who you grew up with and who you were raised with... got into, like, terrible arrangements and they had babies and you see these things for yourself. Like, you can't give an opinion because you're not in it.
I'm not saying you can't give an opinion, but your opinion shouldn't be as warranted as someone who hasn't
experience that.
We're not canceling out on, we're not competing on who's right and who's wrong.
No. But we just, are. Okay, if we were to set up metrics or like criteria for like rightness, right? If you were to scale your rightness, if someone hasn't been in that like situation, what perspective are they talking from? Other than just reporting something they read. And you can't even fact check that. Because some of these things are just like, you have to be in the space in order to fully understand.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I also have opinions. Like saying people with no kids shouldn't give opinions about kids. Like...
I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm saying reserve your comments to when it's just a bunch of y'all who don't know shit about raising kids. When it's just a couple of you.
Okay, so based off of your own logic, you expect people to just like experience the things themselves so they can have an opinion. And if we don't warn these girls, like if I'm not warned for sure, like if I had a child in 2022,
the problem is not the pregnancy. The problem is not the pregnancy.
Same with me. It is. It's the pregnancy. Oh, God forbid.
The pregnancy is not the problem.
It is though.
No, it's your decision making. It is.
Like the consequences of my decisions also. That's a consequence.
The consequences are just that, consequences. What should be investigated is your decision-making process.
Okay, wow.
Because it led to...
I have a child here who needs food.
Then raise the child.
And you're like...
Then raise the child.
Should I not warn the girls about how... Don't you think I should warn the girls about how having this child has ruined my life?
Having the child is not what ruined your life.
It is. It quite literally is, though.
The pregnancy is not the thing that ruined your life. It's the decision that led up to the pregnancy that ruined
your life. And the pregnancy thereafter.
The pregnancy had nothing to do with your bad decision.
Okay, but then it has everything to do with what I'm about to do with my life.
Moving forward. So, yeah. Don't tell me about the decision.
I'm not telling you about the decision. I'm telling you, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just don't.
The opposite of Mikey. Just...
Don't do it.
Yeah. That's wild.
No, honestly, like, don't you think if someone else had told me earlier, I wouldn't have just, like, had the baby or something?
Earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the saying? Something is 2020? Something is hindsight? Hindsight is 2020, right?
What does that mean?
And when you look back, of course.
Oh, you can see clearly because...
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I should know that old people phrase?
Hindsight is 2020 is an old people's phrase. That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
As to be like, what would you say?
YOLO.
Let's ganga yajayo for real, guys.
Let's ganga yajayo for real, guys.
Wild.
No, but I think.
YOLO Peter, dead ass. Sindwele. Eliopita deras sindwele.
It's bad enough that even me as a
to ganga jaya for real.
To ganga jaya for real is wild. Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The decision you made to have, say for example, unprotected sex with a person that you don't want to raise a child with, that led up to the child. Is the problem and your decision making around that, which is an even bigger problem because those are just like, how do we parent worth? How do we parent esteem? How do we parent? Like, it's so many things. How do we?
What many things?
It's just many things, you know? Like, we need to look at, before we look at, like, the issue of, like, say, such an isolated incident, thing, we should think about like how we even like think about it on a societal level. Yeah, like I think all that TikTok and pretty much most social media that relies on opinion and like giving out your opinion falls into that bracket where it's like you will
mess up.
Yeah, and because you don't know, and
also.
I know, though.
You're not writing a full research paper about this. You're just like, this guy and this girl did this thing. So don't be this girl. Don't be this guy. While all the while, it's like, how do we fix?
I understand that you want us to focus on the journey, yeah? Instead of the what has come.
The tumbleweed in between, like, the abandoned hotel that we saw 10 miles ago.
I understand that you want to focus on, like, don't... The child didn't do anything to you. It's the decisions that you made before that. But then you don't understand how this child makes everything so permanent. Like, this child is so permanent.
Yeah, you should have thought about that before. Like, that's the one thing you...
Isn't that what I'm saying, though? Isn't that what I'm saying?
No. You're like, hey, listen.
Don't have
to. This permanent thing that I know could come to be. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick to make that with the one person or the person that is either toxic. Like,
exactly. So now if you're on TikTok, you'd know that sometimes people pretend to actually be the things that you need for the moment just so they can get you pregnant.
And I don't need to find that out on TikTok.
I think it's important, though.
For who?
I think it's really important that I get on TikTok every morning and some shorty from Indonesia is telling me never to have kids because her husband did some stuff and he was lying to her the entire marriage. I'm a better person because of TikTok. I am. Okay. I make better decisions.
I don't think so. Well, on your end, I don't think that you're any less of a good person or any less of a better person than you actually are as a result of...
I am.
There's that parasocial stuff I was telling
but
you
I'm
about.
But I'm not... who do I have a parasocial relationship with?
The app itself. Your followers and the people that you follow.
Rumi is getting ready to bite your rap again.
Bro, me want justice. Yeah. It's... And when I say parasocial, what I mean is, like, you're a step removed away from the actual social experience of learning, friendship, any sort of interaction. Because there's, one, you're an avatar of yourself, right? You know how in Avatar, where in the movie where they were, like, smooshing with their hair, right? The one where they connect with their hair. That guy wasn't really there, right? It's like he was, like, it was an effigy of himself, right? Right? So that's what I mean. Like, with TikTok, you're not even yourself.
Who am I?
You're the character that you created to exist on this platform.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't you say that?
Okay, but you're thinking about TikTok from a point of a creator. Like, I want you to think about it from a point of a consumer.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like this parasocial Ouroboros where it's like, as a consumer and as a creator, we're getting off on the parasocial, we're mirroring each other on the parasocial end. The consumer wants to feed the attention of the creator. The creator needs the attention from the consumer. Right. And the app needs validation from both of them in order for that whole ecosystem to exist. That in of itself is problematic.
I love it. You, what do you think is problematic?
Because again, you're one step removed from the actual, like, social experience, individual experience of it. So, like, for example, you're not learning anything by this person telling you someone's dirty tea or made up tea or, like, whatever, right?
And, like, the same way there are bad people on TikTok, there are some really good people on there. Some really good people.
Okay.
Some really good influences, some great influences. I guess that boils down to what kind of person you are and what attracts you and what doesn't. No? I mean, like, if I'm into child-free content and I just want to listen to some shorties tell me about how this kid's just literally dead ass ruined their lives and they wish they didn't have them, I believe them.
Why?
Because they're believable. Like, what do you mean? They didn't just pull up. Like, I can see it actively. It's just, yeah, that kid is doing a number on you. I can see that.
But that's also curated in the sense that you're not seeing her on a day-to-day basis. You're not seeing her in real time.
Ouch!
Rumi is out here.
Go on.
Yeah, you're not... It's all curated.
Yeah, it is.
It's all smoke and mirrors and edits. Like...
Are you smoke and mirrors and edits?
Yeah, that's what filmmaking is.
Oh, are you a filmmaker?
Am I?
Are you?
Am I?
Are you? Am I? Do you want to put us onto your stuff?
No, I'm good. Shameless plugs. You're
staying anonymous.
Yeah, let me stay anonymous.
Anon.
Yeah, but I am a filmmaker.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a film star.
Hey.
I can be your film star.
Hey, yo.
Hey, pause.
Pause.
There's Rumi getting ready to eat your rap again.
Stop, stop. But like, yeah, I think we've kind of convoluted what the purpose, what place social media has in certain spaces. So like, yeah, cool. You can scroll endlessly for hours, but you can't sit down and watch a 1 hour lecture on, I don't know.
Then that just definitely depends on my capabilities, no?
Concentration is now a capability?
Yeah.
You just don't have it. You just don't have the ability to practice concentrating on like something and like building up the muscle.
Like, that's not a thing that just switched because we became adults. Like, that's something.
No, but that's a generational thing. Though. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we were like forced to like.
See, even us.
How? And everything was spoon-fed to you. That's why you want your information to be friendly.
Who are you?
And like curated.
Is this? Who is this grandma on my podcast?
No, but it's true.
Granny.
No, but it's true. It's like, okay, so you don't want to go the extra mile of actually having to figure it out. You want that.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that?
Because you can only spend.
I just have options. Wait, it's like so crazy. Like, you millennials, you come up with stuff and you make things to make life easier for us. And then when life is made easier, you have complaints.
Maybe it's because we low-key don't know how to use what it is that we made. We're like, what is this?
What is
how
this?
How did we get here?
Why?
Why? I want, give me back my rotary phone.
I mean, we're grateful for your skills, but maybe we don't.
No, because we're the test subjects. We're not the.
But you guys really like to take it all in, like take.
Hey, yo.
Pause. No, you guys like to tolerate stuff.
Tolerate you? You what you call tolerance? Stuff. What you call tolerance? We call apathy, but like, it's just.
Is it apathy?
Well,
because it affects you anyway.
Everything affects people.
You can't be apathetic towards something that's directly affecting you.
Yeah, we'll just do.
I mean, you can be, but is that advisable? Like, is that your?
We have what you call tolerance is. What's the right word for what it is? We just have tunawezo.
Great.
Yeah. Amna. You guys ain't built tough.
I'm glad you're anonymous because they'd be eating you up.
How?
Eating you up. Not comment.
Okay, so.
The little kids, they'd be coming for you.
Who? The Gen Zs?
Yeah.
Who think that drinking?
Who think that? Are you gonna at you drinking chatting? Is what? Are you? Think drinking is what?
Drinking, kunywing tear gas on a weekly basis is.
Weren't you kunywing tear gas with us?
Hey, yeah, I did it once.
And what happened?
Nah, I got my
just
ass handed
stay
to you.
Stay home, so. Grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay home, grams. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I went for a lot of mandamanos, and I realized I needed to come home and re-strategize and offer my skills someplace else.
Can I say something? Can I say
something?
Hot take.
How hot is this take?
It's hot. So, okay. So, TikTok, Twitter.
Made mandamano so much more fun, right?
Ah, okay. And you've just proven my point. So, how is protest and fun? How can you make a sentence that has protest and fun in the same, like make that make sense to me. Protests are not supposed to be fun. Then, like, that's not even a quality that is, like, indicative of, like...
Not supposed to be fun, but we did have fun. Like, I remember...
Only your generation can go and have fun at a protest.
What if we're the only generation that's actually protesting? Ayo! Ayo! With the numbers
and like, okay, and what did they do? And so how did that? How did that? How did
you?
That...
How did it? See what that mandama knows. Why are you making this that one? Even you see what that?
It didn't do anything. It didn't do it. Nothing that happened on Twitter, on TikTok, on had any like impact
on
that,
what
on the things that you were undermining about.
Did you not have your phone?
I kept my phone away because you know what? I have a healthy fear of phones getting stolen.
Okay, yeah, but like during
that. Because you see, we've gone through that. You see, everyone.
See, when you go home in the evening, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying like people have, they're more afraid now. Like the leaders, they definitely care more than they used to about how they spend government money. For sure.
That's not true. For sure.
Like I think the thing that I loved the most about this whole thing was that I got to see leaders be humanized and they realize that they don't live in a vacuum and we will be finding you. You get what I mean?
But we are the ones who create them. We're the ones who
we are, but this is a system that did not, we didn't set that system up.
You guys can be out here.
The system.
Okay. All right, there you go. You can't go out mandamanaing, holding up tear gas like it's like this badge of honor and being like, we're here to change the system, we're here to change the system.
Yeah, we can.
You
we can. Did.
You're doing exactly what like social media, and that's what I mean, like that one step removed, but thinking that you're it's VR. You put on a headset and you go, today I'm going to kill giant spiders in some random world.
Say today we're marching to parliament.
Why are you marching to parliament? What is that gonna, how is that gonna decrease?
See, you were there. You can't.
I didn't get to parliament.
You were there. Not too much on me. We all planned this.
Yeah, I went to yell at the powers that be. Like you know, have a nice, have a yell. Millennial existential crisis. Like proper. Just be like, curse you.
You just wanted to be verbal about how you felt.
I am verbal.
Okay, fine. Us, we were pretty much doing the same thing, but hoping for anything like
and any then, kind of. Response. No, but you guys are cool. You guys are so cool. You're so cool beyond your years. You guys are like, we don't have a leader.
We're learning, cause you with your leaders. Where did that take you?
Our leaders, which leaders?
The ones you voted. So you voted last
election. As guys, chances are we're the ones, like, millennials, chances are, didn't vote.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because you guys didn't care.
Yeah, so, like, we don't, like, disillusionment, apathy.
And that's what I'm telling you, like, you guys put up with
that. We're dead inside.
Because, yeah, you kind of are. You kind of are. Like, every millennial that tells me stuff like, you don't have to tell your parents you're drinking. Just drink. Like,
yeah.
You guys are like, no, you don't have to like declare and decree and live your life in statements. You can just live your life.
Exactly.
You know? But us were like, okay, we need to change whatever it is that is going through your mind while I'm doing this thing.
No, but the statement will be made by the action. The statement doesn't have to come with the action. The statement is unnecessary.
The statement is not unnecessary. It really
it's
is.
It's like having a preamble to a preamble. It's like, you know what you guys are?
What?
You're the sweet 16 of birthdays. not adult enough, not meaningful enough, but just like one big like statement. And it's like,
wait, say what you just said. Please, I'm begging you.
The universe's favorite child is the millennial.
I could almost swear you guys are the middle children.
The middle child, the favorite child.
No, that's not how it works. I think we're the, like...
You guys are definitely, like, the last born.
They love us. And you...
Who loves you? No, you guys, force us
no,
to
No, you
love,
love to hate us. You love to hate us.
No, we hate you.
No,
period.
We bring...
I'm a millennial looking at
you. You hate me.
Not you.
You hate me.
I don't like what you're doing.
No, you hate me. This podcast has come to an end. Beyond our friendship. I'm done.
You done with me?
Yeah.
Damn. No, but we look at you guys like, why are you making all that noise? Do something.
Because we're fixing it.
You're not just
making... Yeah, we are.
You're throwing tantrums.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Like, look at what happened in... what's that country that...
Nepal.
Yeah.
The same thing that happened here. But they're calling it a Jay-Z protest. They didn't. They're still exactly there. Do you remember a couple of years...
Like, people are just walking.
Oh my God, I'm shook. Clutch my pearls.
This people had, like, they were throwing people into moving, flowing rivers. Their leaders in their boxes. That's amazing, right? That's monumental.
Okay, so did the guys drown? No. Right? They survived.
We're not murderers.
Exactly.
We're scary.
You're scarers.
Yeah, we're scarers.
You're scarers. Is that the name of your gang?
Scarers. Scary gang.
Scary gang.
But, you know, we were talking about TikTok.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it's been convoluted to seem like
something. You're just boring. You're just so boring and you don't like having fun.
Go watch a 2-hour YouTube video.
Okay, and then who's gonna give you money for that? Like, what do you get from that?
Actual you education.
Like it's like some I should be proud of. Like,
you can't watch some.
I mean, okay, yay, thank God. Like, I finished 2 hours. Like, I can't sit through a 2-hour long video.
You can't.
Thank God. Like, why would I want to do that?
Oh, but you can clickety clackety clickety.
Do you know how many TikToks I'll have watched in 2 hours?
And died and heard 10,000 people who know not a single thing about say all
Ask
the
me
things.
What I've learned today from TikTok.
What have you learned today?
But have I been watching TikTok today, babe?
You have.
No, I haven't.
You have.
No, I haven't. I was playing games on my phone.
Put him in a full Nelson.
A full Nelson.
That is.
What did I learn on TikTok today? Let me see. What did I watch? What have I been watching?
Even hotter take before you say
I've
that.
I've not been watching really to like listen and stuff.
You haven't been watching attention. To listen.
I was paying attention to you.
You were paying attention to me. Even hotter take. Pinterest is a better visual image search engine than TikTok.
No. No. Okay. Show millennialness.
Yeah, fine. I get a lot of things.
Okay, yeah, because if like, what are you looking for on Pinterest?
You want to see my Pinterest style. Real quick? No, it's not just style.
Hun,
hold on,
TikTok, Pinterest these days acts like TikTok. I mean, that's a really cool.
But look, I got memes. I got cats.
Who has memes? I on got that style. Pinterest, first of all,
I got cooking. Like, come on,
there's not a lot of getting guests to leave by 9 p.m.
See, ain't that funnier than some random person coming over there and just
no, like, actually, aren't you the one who begs me to watch TikToks with me on my phone?
Yes.
Okay, so you just chat and you just like to chat a lot of stuff.
No, I'm just saying, for me as a millennial of sound mind, I watch TikTok to what? To fall asleep, not even to fall asleep, like just to pass time. Like if I have nothing to do and I don't know what to do, just go on TikTok. And then at some point you'll be like, oh, let me watch a show instead. You know, because after doom scrolling for 2 minutes, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah. I've listened to the same song for that 2 minutes, but the same part of the same song. Next one. You know, like, bro, come on now.
You've been hanging out with other Gen Z.
Yeah.
You're cheating on me.
Yeah, 6767 or whatever you guys say.
That's a Gen Alpha who told you that.
Yeah, mad. And I still, to this day.
Did you find the skibbity toilet?
What?
You see, it's like, you're so old, man. Oh, that's flows.
Skibbity
toilet.
Trying to convince
toilet. Me. That you their favorite.
Nah, we are their favorite because we got all the good genes of generations, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the apathy. We got the good looks.
Really?
Yeah.
What good looks?
We're the best looking generation. Millennials?
Yeah, okay. What do you mean? Who even what kind of statistic is that? Like who even
the same thing as like 50% of 90% of marriages end in
now
divorce.
You're just claiming anything because I can't confirm it. Fine. And Gen Z's are the most hardworking.
Even you know. Even
no.
Yeah, no. Gen Z's are the cats.
Smart working.
You had to make up a whole term, a whole new term.
Smart work smart.
We made that up.
You, it's not you. That's the baby boomers.
No, millennials.
Nah.
Work smart, not hard. That's us.
Fine. Chukweni basi.
Yeah. We got drinking. We got better livers. Better.
Better livers?
Yeah, we drink like.
You, no.
Crazy.
No. No.
I personally don't drink, but.
Obviously, you
the,
don't.
Like, the gang like, hold it down for me.
Okay. Fine. You can take the drinking. I'm not even trying to compete for that. Like, you guys take the
drink. We have the best, darkest humor.
In secret.
In secret?
Yeah, because you guys work so hard to try and impress your seniors. You want to look so then, so yeah,
we're profesh. We're the most hardworking.
So profesh.
Yeah, because we keep our jobs.
It's okay. Work hard, Basi.
We keep jobs. We keep relationships.
Which relationships?
The ones that last longer than 2 weeks.
Because the people telling me not to give birth on TikTok are not Gen Z.
They are, right?
I'll tell you that. No, they're not.
They're
millennials.
Zillennials, you mean? Like
the millennials.
Those cusp guys they at the end.
They also know you're segregating people in your group.
Our group?
Sini chama enu.
Isi chama etu. Wale wasi wali India juzi. Bado, atuja verify our say, wow. What
are you doing? The oldest millennial? Is there an older millennial than you, baby? How old is the oldest millennial? Let me see.
81.
No. My mom is not a millennial. What? Oh my gosh. I see how you have this all so wrong. Because you... Millennial. The oldest millennial is 44. I see why you had it so messed up. Because, like, now if you include my mom also in that category of millennials and everyone...
Wait, your mom was born in 1981?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you said 81?
Yeah.
Oh, you said 81, like, the year?
Yeah.
Oh. It's your old references. It's fine.
Like the age. Wow.
What even was happening in 81? God.
Oh, my. What was happening in 1981?
Oh, you know, the usual, not hiring women for jobs.
Excuse me? No voting. Not 1881.
I know. I know what I said.
You're wild.
Weren't you born in the 80s?
Yes.
Old. I want to, like, say more, but I'm...
You're losing.
Am I losing?
Let's see what happened. Ronald Reagan's inauguration, US and Iran resolving the hostage crisis.
MTV.
Yeah, debut of MTV, the IBM.
Is that when you were born?
Wild.
I'm joking.
That's 1981.
But see, that's close though. You can't even be offended.
Yeah, I can't really.
Were you born in the same year as Kendrick?
I think so. I don't know. Me and Kendrick don't know each other like that.
I think you know Kendrick like that, no?
Like, as in, like, how do you know his age?
Yeah.
It's because he was driving her. He was driving her? Yeah, we were born in the same year.
Yeah. Because he was driving a 1987 GNX on his latest album, nice. GNX.
Nice.
But you see, you wouldn't know that because you're a millennial, apparently.
I listened to the album. I don't really particularly care about the lore. Like, oh, the car.
Why are you yelling at me?
You see, you guys can't. You can't even take a raised
voice. No, why are you yelling at Nyambura?
Oh, no, I'm not yelling at Nyambura.
Yeah, you are. But chukua hii podcast nimekuachia.
And that's how. And that's the last we ever heard.
Of the podcast.
No.
This is the most excited cast.
The anonymous.
The more excited cast.
The more excited cast. We're not bored. We're just slightly less bored. Very millennial, slightly less bored. Cast.
Yeah, you guys are just so pretentious, to be honest. Like, you just want to impress so many people. And at the same time, I feel like we've grown that different categories of, like, there's a hierarchy of needs that has continued to change over the years, obviously, yeah. But Okay, so there's the basics. We all need the basics. We know what the basics are.
Food, shelter.
Fine.
Yeah.
But then over the years, the same energy that my mom used to probably fight for her education and stuff is not the same one that she has to fight for her education right now. You know?
And she's...
We go as we fix the things that we think are imperative to fix and they need to be fixed at the time and are important. And then as we grow up, the needs, the things that we need become more and more secondary. So we start to backtrack. And I feel like now since we are like the last of the things that we need, the, like the Gen Zs, the things that are being fixed by us, the things we are fixing and the things we're complaining about are pretty emotional also at, to some extent.
Yeah, they're although higher they're basic, on the, hierarchy of needs, right?
Yeah.
It's actually and more self-actualization territory. It's, like, it's things you can actually fix.
And the problem with that is that soon after, we start to like backtrack and we retrogress in stuff.
But
because now we forget completely about the things that we worked so hard to fix that were secondary, that were primary.
But you see, no, that's the thing. Basic. I think your understanding of the of the... the purpose of the hierarchy, it's not to grade it, it's not to say that one is more important than the other. The the basic needs, right, are not base, well, are not lesser than self-actualization needs or what is the actual hierarchy of financial needs, all that stuff, you know what I mean? Like the hierarchy is not just I don't think it's hierarchical in like top to bottom, or like, you know, you go out as you climb. I don't think that's how it works. I think it's, these are the set of needs that each human being has. You can't achieve them, you can't tick off physiological and then be like, okay, cool, now I'm never gonna need that again.
Yeah.
And so you can't, when you start to say things like the way we want to work, the way we want to, and nigga, in order to work, you got to get a job first. You know what I mean? There has to be either a skill, a service you can offer. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not just all self-actualization or esteem or love and belonging and safety. A lot of these act other things that like we are not fighting for, quote unquote, or that are not like top of our list of complaints, is because they're bigger, the bigger problems. You want to be able to like soft quit or whatever you guys call it. What do you guys?
Soft quit? No.
Or whatever, like.
Like where you like low-key ghost your employer.
Low-key ghost your employer.
Or high-key ghost.
Quit.
I ghost you.
If you want, just to your detriment.
I'm not trying to ghost you.
Threats on the podcast.
I think I've only ghosted one person successfully. Okay, I ghost a couple of people. I mean, like romantic that. Partners.
Yeah, okay, but...
Sorry.
Tangential.
Yeah. Crazy tangent. Go on.
Yeah, so like... You know, you guys are like, oh, the cost of living is extremely expensive. It's extremely high. Let's go ride in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... As a millennial, I completely understand.
We have to start somewhere though. Like this was just part of the like the
true.
Enough is enough. We need to do something, anything, and like we need to push back. We need to
hit the making the statement again for me. Making the statement is less important than actively doing what it is that you're trying to do. So. Don't tell me what it is that is bugging you. Don't give me a list of your grievances. Did you do that in history? Like, list of Kadu's grievances. And then you're like, land.
Why do you remember that?
Because I like history. And I have a higher retention of information.
I remember Kanu's grievances too.
What were they?
They wanted to... The baddies... they wanted more baddies in the group too. I don't know what kind of grievances.
Wow.
They wanted stuff. Anyway, grateful for those guys. Love ya. Freedom fighting daddy.
Hey, yo.
Love them.
That is wild. No, but yeah, like either way.
Isn't Kanu the one that just like was Moise? And then Moise. Kadu was like, formed. Okay.
What came first?
Kanu.
Then?
Kadu.
Ooh, then.
Rumi, Piawewe, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I have a question for you. Do people know where you went to high school?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're one of those guys?
Yeah.
You guys from where?
Alliance.
Hey! You even say it with Lane.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that where you went to?
Yeah. We can't fail to not...
But she went to that school when they used to wear maroon uniform. I'm just letting them know of a fun fact.
A fun fact?
Yeah.
You know, there's been two instances where guys wore... The uniform has been cycled a couple of times. So, like, it was originally green.
Mm-hmm.
Then when MO1 came in, he turned it maroon.
Oh, that was him. That makes so much sense because of the painting in the dining hall with the maroon uniform and stuff.
You guys have a painting in the dining hall?
Wasn't that of you guys, though? Since he was wearing that maroon uniform.
I've been called old. No, but like... We're so tangential. But yeah, what were we talking about? Yeah, like you guys, your generation
is great.
It is, but it we just have different ways of navigating life, and I think you guys removing yourself, because you have the luxury of being once removed from the actual problem. Like, you never experienced the physiological, like, toll it takes, the physiological toll that we experienced, right? And so what that allows you guys to do is to have less physical ramifications for it. Like, your trauma is less physical and it's more emotional. Like, oh, you guys want to be heard, you guys want to be seen, you know, you want like equity, and like, you know, your fight is still there. Your fight is on an emotional, like, bigger level. It's not like ours, which is like, I'm fighting for food, you know, like, I'm fighting for water, someone is, you know, like that we have. Yeah, like, our experiences are just different, and so your angle towards fixing it is definitely going to be more different from ours. And so that's why you guys could be like, you know, we'll go protest every time, we'll run in the streets, we'll kunywa, what do you call it, tear gas, and us guys will be like, once is enough. Once I felt that, I'm good. I sit in my house, not move. Great, it's a day off from work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that made me sad about Maandamano is people having to die. But yeah, everything else was just so necessary. And also people losing their businesses and their jobs. That was very sad. And that was not at all the intention, of course. But like, it needed to be done. Like, we needed to hit the streets so these people can be like, you know, they know that they are up against a people that cares, you know, people that feel, they know. And but this is also it, like, you know, this is the regime. This is the era of kids who are raised by Kibaki.
Yeah.
Yeah, free education. Yeah. So people know what's going on, you know. And so they're pissed. Like, okay, we've gone to school. Where are our jobs? You know, stuff
hey,
like
yo,
that.
Hey, yo, us guys, we knew we were not going to get jobs because we were given packets of milk by Moi.
Guy, you know how old you're making me feel. How young you're making me feel. That's the kind of stuff that my dad tells me. And that guy is like pushing 50, bro.
That's what I'm telling you, millennials. We've gone through.
Oh yeah, you drank milk ya Moi.
Maziwa ya nyayo.
So cute. Nikupe maziwa ya nyayo.
Yeah. That was yo. You know the KCC Gold Crown.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way it's like thick and creamy and velvety. Yeah. That was it.
It even makes like tea that's a bit yellowish, right?
And almost like
fatty
tea from like
shags,
yeah, where it's just like
just from the
more cup. Milk than it is tea, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like hot tea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what did Moy do for us? He didn't do anything for me while I was in school, but Uhuru was the president when I was in uni in high school.
So you grew up on Kibaki.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I did. And his wife Margaret, every Valentine's she'd come to our school and give us like each a rose, each a chocolate bar, and then we'd have a cake per class. And our crushes would come and read us poetry.
I have so much to say about that.
Why?
Because Moy used to do the same thing. But for us, it was cake on his birthday.
When was his birthday?
How do you think I know?
I hoped you would. Like, you ate cake every year.
Yeah. And it would randomly come. Like, one day you're walking and then this time you're told, hey, go stand in a line with your class or whatever. Then there's, like, big paper bags of, like, cake. Yeah.
Big paper bags. Crazy.
Yeah, because he made cake for all his schools, all quote unquote. We are not his school, but like.
Yeah, we weren't his school.
Yeah,
he was in our business.
All up in our business.
You know, Lucy Kibaki went to a land.
All the greatest.
I love her so much.
She is so a mob bad. Boss. She is the first lady we needed as the first lady in perpetuity. Yeah. Forever. Mm-hmm. We should only ever have her.
I really liked Margaret though. I really liked Margaret too. She was sweet. And Beyond Zero was perfect.
In September.
For the ladies.
That's when Moy was...
He died at 95.
Yeah.
Do you think he ever smoked? Okay, let's speculate on the life and times of Gideon Arap Moy.
Hey, whoa. Daniel, his son is Gideon. Yo.
Oh, his name is Gideon.
No, the son...
Him, he's Daniel. Is,
yeah,
Daniel. Oh, I said Gideon.
Mm. You want people coming for us?
My bad. Mommy!
No, but yeah.
Anyway, TikTok is great. Gen Z forever. Millennials suck a bit. And what else did we talk about?
If we suck, we suck well.
Oh! I'm deleting that part of the podcast. You will not thrive under my podcast. Well, it's really nice that I got to have this conversation with you. We were talking about TikTok, and then it ended up being about, like...
Millennials versus Gen Z.
Unfortunately. Round one. We won, guys. Gen Z's obviously won.
Again, it's that lying to yourself.
Also, you millennials, you said you're apathetic. You don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fine. We won.
And why do you care about that, though? Why don't you? Why is winning, like, quality to this conversation that, like... Because your generation sucks. Period. It's fine. It's okay.
I've decided. Who's making the rules?
You.
Any podcast, Janani?
Yako.
Exactly. Hey. Every year on my birthday, when people dance and are having fun on my party, I'm like, any birthday, I come and young.
Don't you dare.
Sit down. I said, sit down.
It's my turn.
Don't let me catch you dancing nicely on my birthday.
Yeah. I catch you dancing nicely on my birthday. You'll see what happens.
I want to be dancing.
Because it's my day. But if I tell you to dance?
I'll dance.
Ah, wonderful. Dance for me!
That's what I imagine being mixed elfo do sometimes. Like if they're... Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I don't know what we're going to name this one. What do we call it? Anyway, I don't think we even can, to be honest. Let's clickbait them.
Yeah.
It's my podcast. I can do what I like.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Let's clickbait them. Okay, bye.